Good morning. It's Wednesday, April 14th. I'm Suzanne Whatley, and you're listening to the LA Report from KPCC and LAist.com. Here's your morning news. California is following federal guidance and directing health providers to pause the use of the Johnson & Johnson vaccine after reports of half dozen women getting blood clots. Governor Newsom says the vaccine only makes up 4% of the state's supply. He said a pause will not substantially impact the state's vaccination effort or the plan to fully reopen California's economy by June 15th.
We will not delay our efforts later this week to open up vaccine eligibility to all Californians 16 and over. That's on track. Many counties and cities have already moved in that direction.
The counties of Los Angeles, Orange, Riverside, and Ventura have all paused use of the Johnson & Johnson vaccine, too. So has Long Beach, which has its own health department. The six permanent sites run by the city of Los Angeles do not use that single-dose shot, but some mobile sites do, and the city had to cancel those vaccinations yesterday. Right now, Los Angeles County residents 16 and older are eligible for the vaccine, but only at sites run by the city. County-run vaccination sites will open up to the young folk tomorrow. That's when the state officially lowers the eligibility age. Only the Pfizer vaccine has been approved for 16 and 17-year-olds, by the way, so they need to make sure that their appointment is at a site that offers Pfizer. We're just days away from getting the okay from public health officials to have a limited number of fans return to Staples Center for basketball, hockey, and concerts. KPCC's Nick Roman explains how things will be different.
Your Staples Center experience will be based on preventing the spread of COVID-19, but many of the new digital practices were on the way, whether there'd been a pandemic or not. You'll now buy parking in advance, so at the gate you can flash a code on your phone. Your ticket will be on your phone. You'll order food and drinks on your phone. And you'll get a text on your phone when it's your turn to come to the concession stand and pick up your order. All of that was the future of arena events anyway, but then there are the pandemic practices like face masks for everyone, social distancing inside the arena, hand sanitizer everywhere, and then there's this. You'll have to prove that you've cleared a recent COVID-19 test or prove you're fully vaccinated, so keep that vaccination card that shows you got a second shot. For KPCC, I'm Nick Roman.
The city of Long Beach is now accepting applications for a new rent relief program available for both renters and landlords. People applying to the Emergency Rental Assistance Program must have a household income at or below 80% of the area median income. Also, they must have experienced financial hardship from COVID-19 and show a risk of becoming homeless or experiencing housing instability. You can find the application online at longbeach.gov/ERAP. Again, that's longbeach.gov/ERAP. Governor Newsom was in Butte County yesterday to sign a bill into law that authorizes spending more than $500 million for fire prevention projects throughout California. The signing ceremony was held in front of a dry boat dock at the Lake Oroville Water Reservoir.
The hots are getting hotter. The dries are getting drier. Just look at this boat launch. There's no water. We're now at a reservoir that's a 40-year low.
The money largely focuses on forest management projects, such as thinning vegetation.
When I sign this bill, we'll be advancing the cause of more prescribed burns, more home hardening, more efforts to support rural communities through wood materials and wood products, and the opportunity to support small businesses through grants and loans.
Last year's record-setting wildfire season charred more than 4% of the state of California, and Butte County was the scene of one of the worst fires, the North Complex Fire, as well as the devastating 2018 Camp Fire. A trip to the beach can be a challenge for people who use a cane, walker, or wheelchair. Getting across unstable and shifting sands can also be difficult for people pushing strollers. At Venice Beach, crossing the sand to get closer to the water is a lot easier now that the LA County Department of Beaches added a fine nylon mesh beach mat yesterday. It extends out from the Venice Beach parking lot and will remain in place through the fall. The county rolled out a similar accessibility mat in Manhattan Beach in February. Thank you for listening to the LA Report. I'm Suzanne Whatley. Join us again next time. Meantime, get more news at LAist.com and listen live at KPCC.org.